is pleased with the result, but that is also a big chiddush and leads to a result which is against all the achronim, which is the Nodududa thinks that girish and bal korcha, you can't be megarish bal korcha al yivliach, which seems to be against the pasha of shas and all the achronim. So if we look for a moment at the way the ktsos disagreed with the note of Yehuda, the ktsoser says v'hinei re'isi b'shon nizgar chelik evan ezer sin bei shakasa. Delphis var sa rush begin gabi tos va khum khum la khir da filo so shli at khas rush tam after the call to our foolish foolish zone come also we should love call me the shami shli khum khum la khir you can't point the shli khum khum la khir mo za mark din kharish va shlo nis kardaim should posek da filo kodem khir bin a ger shom dina digmar de gar shadam ish tav kar khum 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 la khir shli khum after gar pal kar khay gal kar khad the actual shami shli khum khum isha ad kan lashana no du the nerad delphimas says the ktsos himself Dilafi Masha Kosm Shahanarsum and Kopesim Yimel, Dimalova Omer Ladam Zahay Bhuli Inach Malikov Shahon Ligbo Shikar Zakhim Acher, meaning if no one comes and grabs, I tell the fellow, I'm the debtor. I say, here, I have some money, you know, I decide I want to pay Reuven with the money, so be Zocha for Reuven, then that works. Bishamskan Gimel Kazam the Tam Dafkab Tobs about Mokshokov Lachim Lomahani for the Shah Shliach. The ktsos says, why does it work? Why can't I give you the money to be zocha for Reuven? It's going to hurt the other creditors. The answer is because it's my money, and I have the right to do what I want with it, even to choose to pay one of my creditors. So what does he say? Shlichas doesn't work if you don't have the right to do it. You know, it's not your money yet, but if it's your money, then, meaning, if not you decide to be tofes for Reuven, I, the debtor, meanwhile, it's still my money, I could spend it however I want, right? If I want, I could spend it on a vacation and not pay any of my creditors. I can do whatever I want with it. So he says, about the isha omer halova zechi dami, a man divorcing his wife, Al-Karcha, in the time of the Gemara, is like the lova paying who he wants. Came that Torah nas no lobal reshus legarish bal korcha v'yachol lachavosa who adin yachol nami geshlech lachavosa. What's the ktsos saying here? How is he arguing with the Nod of Yehuda? He says, Nod of Yehuda, you're wrong. He doesn't say just you're wrong and forget the whole train of thought. He says, I like your train of thought. There's this rush. You shouldn't just be able to appoint a shliach b'chav to someone else. But that's when you don't have the fundamental right to do it. Over here, the Torah said, now you can like what the Torah said, you can not like what the Torah said. That's not my problem. Right? The Torah said, and as a matter of fact, for the last 1,000 years, we haven't applied what the Torah said. But, until Chayav Neder Gershom, the Torah said the husband's allowed to divorce his wife, Bal Korcha. He has the absolute right to do that. It hurts someone else. It hurts her. Right? After all, it's Bal Korcha. She doesn't want to be divorced, so obviously it's bad for her to be divorced. It doesn't matter. The Torah gave him the right. He's hurting her within his rights. When he's acting within his rights, of course he can make a shliach. The problem of chav l'achir is only when it's not, you don't have the right to be chav l'achirim. When you have the right to be chav l'achirim, when it's your money, you have the right to do whatever you want with it, or when the husband has the right from the Torah, v'ayam lotim sachem be'inav, v'kat Allah sefer k'yitofna tam yadav shalcham yibeto, then when you're acting within your rights, there's no problem of chav l'achirim.
I was thinking you can take this even further. By yet, it's even more that she shouldn't have be able to negate a shliach or anything, because that would mean her, she has the ability to control the get, and then it wouldn't be the natan la. She has part of the activity, if she has any control over the action.
Okay. Okay, we can probably solve that, but...
No,
what's
the thing? I'm not contradicting.
Right. You're supporting, but I mean, is we could be dope for the support, but we don't have to. Josh, sorry
to nitpick on the way you're presenting it, but that can't be the case because in the classical case that we're dealing with in Sif Aleph, when it's a creditor sending a shliach, the creditor is within his rights to cause a loss to somebody else.
Aha, okay.
You have to be medayak with the shliach is doing,
okay.
Not the shliach.
So okay. So perhaps rights is the... Rights is a very funny word here. Rights is a very tricky word. Whenever someone talks about rights, it confuses me. So let's forget about rights. Let's talk about the difference between the husband divorcing his wife and, because the word, I don't know what the word rights means. I mean, that's exactly the debate between different people in the political sphere nowadays, what rights means, right? Republicans hold that rights means biteless, and Democrats hold, or liberals hold, that that rights means goodness. So I prefer, in politics it's more complicated, but for our purposes now, let's take the Republican definition of, bringing the American definition of rights, not the European left definitions of rights. Rights means biteless, right?
Right, that's the difference, right, between American Republican and, I don't know, a French leftist or something. The French leftist says, I have the right to good health care, I have the right to a job, because right means what would be good for me. And there's something very attractive about that.
The American Republican would say, no, whatever I own now, I have the right to keep. I don't have the right to get anything, which is perhaps less morally attractive, but easier to deal with from a legal practical perspective. Anyway, let's be Tea Partiers right now, okay? By rights, what I meant in the toast by rights was bios, not ability, not permission. Rights. Rights means biteless. Let's look at biteless and yecholis. I have the ability to do some things, but I own the rights to do other things. Right? For example, I have the ability to, again, that's what I mean by rights, I don't mean what you're allowed to do. Right? I have the ability to pick up a hefker in the street. But I wouldn't say I own the right to do that. I don't own anything. There's no biteless. That's just, there are some things I'm allowed to do. I am allowed to be tofes lebalchov. But it's not my property. It's someone else's property. I just have the right to grab it because there's a funny law involved in Metalplin that whoever grabs it keeps it. So there's some things which I have the ability to do, using rights in terms of the ability to do legally and morally. There's something which I own the right to do. I have bailus to do. The husband has bailus over the gerushin. The Torah said it is his decision completely. I have bailus over my money, who I want to give it to, how I want to spend it. What the Ketzos is saying is that don't look at whether it is chav la'achrini or whether it's not chav la'achrini. Look at, when he argues the note of Yehuda specifically, he says, don't look at whether it hurts someone else or not. Look at whether I have the ability, if I have the ability to hurt someone else, I can't send a shliach to do that. But if I own the bailus, if I own the right to, if my right is an ability, I can't send a shliach to do that. If my right is a bailus, then I can send a shliach to do that. That's why he says, if I want to spend my money however I want and give it to whichever creditor I want, it's my money, I'm the bailum, I can do whatever I want. What I think that Sos might be hinting at here is, I think the most attractive, I haven't found this quite as explicitly as I wanted to in the Achronim, but what does the Rush mean according to the Sos? He doesn't mean there's no such thing as shliach if it hurts someone else. Because I can make a shliach to divorce my wife against her will. What he means, there's no such thing as shlichus to hurt someone else if I don't own the right to hurt someone else. Maybe what he means is, there's no such thing as shlichus to do something that's not within my bailus. Maybe what the Ketzos is trying to say,
Rush,
I can't promise you. Maybe what he's trying to say is that, shlichus only applies to things that I have bailus over. Shlichus, the husband. Now again, we don't have to. I don't want to get into philosophical debates that are irrelevant to Bava Metzia right now, right? But the husband is bailus to divorce his wife, right? He is the bailum. He was kona the wife. He has the right to divorce her. Okay, we can analyze what that means for gender relations on a different occasion if we so desire. But I have the right to give my money to whoever I want. Right? That is a right meaning bailus, not just the ability to do something. I don't have the bailus to go to the movies tonight. I have the ability to go to the movies tonight. I can. No one can stop me. Right? But it's not something the owner of the movie theater has bailus over letting people into the movies. I just have the ability because it's something harmless that I do that no one will stop me, or even something harmful that no one will stop me. I can only be a shliach if I have bailus over something. Therefore, says the Ktzos, when it's a chav la'achrini that I have bailus over, such as divorcing bal karcha, shlichus works. When it's a chav la'achrini that I don't have bailus over, such as tofes la'bal chov, then shlichus doesn't work. What the Ktzos is saying is the difference in tofes la'bal chov and gerushin bal karcha of the wife is not whether it hurts someone else or not. And maybe it hurts the wife more to be divorced than it hurts one guy to not collect his $500 debt. But in the case of the debt, I don't own this debt any more than any of the other people. I don't own this more than anyone else. I don't have the, again, I'm saying slightly different than the Sivas as well. I'll explain in a moment. I don't have the bailus over this car in the street. No, I just have the ability to chop it. An ability I can't send a shliach to do. However, when it comes to gerushin, when it comes to giving away my money, I have the bailus over this. Shlichus only applies b'makom bailus. What, of course, is the makor of this idea that shlichus only applies b'makom bailus? That you can only send a shliach if you have bailus over the object or the inyan? Well, what are the Nesivas quoted a Ran and Yosef who said shlichus only works if. If who appoints the shliach?
The Baal.
The Baal HaMamon appoints the shliach. Now, the Nesivus, if you're Medayik in him, understood it as, at least if there is a Baal HaMamon, he has to appoint the shliach. But you can make this more general. What did the Nemuka Yosef that I put on the Makorah sheet say? He said, Ein shlichus, he said something like, I'll read you the Chedush HaRan. He said, right here, here we are. You can't have shlichus unless you're the shliach of the Baal HaMamon. That's the Mukhi Yosef right here on Daf Hey and Beis in our Masechet of the Yesod. This is the Yesod, which is brought into the standard halachic discourse by the Ran and the Mukhi Yosef, says the Ran. Quoting the Mukhi Yosef right here in the middle of Daf. Hey, I'm a base. Where did they get this idea from? This is base. What's the Yesod? The Yesod is that you need Shlucho Shel Baal Hamamon. That's what the Mukhi Yosef. Why did the Mukhi Yosef and Ran say it? They're trying to explain why a chatzer can't be kona a metziah, a $20 bill floats into my house. I can't be kona b'tor shlichus. Only b'tor siyach. We'll see. There's a whole discussion. Is chatzer like my yad or like my shliach? Says, chatzer can't be my shliach, according to the Ran Mukhi Yosef, for a metziah. Why not? Because I'm not the Baal HaMamon, so how could it be my shliach? They get this from the Yerushalmi. If you look at the Yerushalmi, which I think I put on the Makoros here someplace, the Yerushalmi says, Rav Zeira boi kume Rav Mana. Talking about a woman, right? A woman can appoint a shliach to receive her get. So he says, hold on, after the matana came, how does the same apply for matana? It's in the middle of a longer discussion. We're just going to excerpt the parts relevant to us. Otherwise, a shliach, gabaldar, shein of shalom, says, hold on a second, a woman can make a shliach to receive her get? Does the woman have bailus over the gerushin? Who owns the gerushin?
The
Baal. Right. So why can the woman receive a get? Why? You can send a shliach to receive a matana? Could it be? No, that's ridiculous. Of course you can't send a shliach to receive a matana. Can't send a shliach to receive something that doesn't belong to you. What does it mean? You can't send a shliach over something that you don't own. So it's different. By the in Gerson, the Torah gave her a special zechus over the get to appoint a shliach. And therefore, it's like appointing a shliach over something that is hers. This is the Tosus Rush in the beginning of Kedushin. The second paragraph of Kedushin. It says, V'sholach melamed that the Baal can make a shliach in Gittin. V'sholcha melamed the Isha can make a shliach. The Tosafot Rush asks, why do we need a separate drush so the husband can make a shliach and a separate drush so the wife can make a shliach? It says, well, if we knew the husband can make a shliach, that's because he's in charge. How do we know the wife can make a shliach? So we need a special extra pasuk to teach us the wife can make a shliach. If we're learning Gittin, we would have to ask the question and look at a lot of funny Rambams. Could it be that shlichus of the woman in Gerushin is a fundamentally different kind of process and is a special Zeres HaKasuv because she's not the Baal Mamon? That's what the Yerushalmi says. There's one place in the Torah we find that someone can appoint a shliach even though they have no bialos. They're not the bialos. They're not the baal. That's the woman in Gittin. Says, no, that's a special zechus. The Torah gave her a special zechus of bialos to appoint a shliach to the get. But to appoint a matan, if I say to a shliach, go receive presents for me. Right? It's my birthday. Go around and receive presents for me. That's not a valid shlichus. Why not? Because I don't own the presents. So, if I tell Gidon, go receive, I tell Gidon, Sam wants to give me a present. Go be zocher for me. So, Gidon takes the presents and he's zocher for me. Why? After all, he wasn't a boy. I'm not the Baal Mamon. Why can he be zocher for me? Because Sam wants him to be zocher for me. Meaning the only reason a shliach can be zocha, a present for me, is if the giver tells him to be zocha. Because then he's appointed by the giver, by the Baal Mamon. Meaning the only way he can represent me to get my money, to get money for me, is if the owner of the money tells him to represent me. Shlichus needs to be authorized by the Baal Mamon. That's the Yisod Yerushalmi. There's no shliach the Kabbal Matana. And that's applied by the Ran and Yosef to say there's no shliach to be zoche hefker. I can't make a shliach to receive presents. Of course, the giver could authorize him being zoche for me. But I can't make a shliach to receive presents, and I can't make a shliach to be zoche hefker because I'm not the Baal Mamon. This is the Yerushalmi. Ein shlichus lekabel matana, because, as Yerushalmi says, right, in someplace, wherever it was, yeah, adam osa shliach, islach meimar adam osa shliach, kabel davar shein shalom. When you really think you can make a shliach from the kabels and it's not yours, and this is the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef, and daf yin aleph, and our mesechet, who say there's no shlichus, Lizkos, Min, Hahefker. Okay, if you look at the Nesiva, sees Machadish, you do believe Hefker and Metzia. The simple shot is Hefker, because you can't make a Shliach if you don't have Bailos. There's a Yesod there. There's a Yesod that, what's this Yesod? That Shlichos is a function of Bailos. Shlichos doesn't just mean representation. That's the Yesod which the Ran and Mukhe Yosef quote the Yerushalmi are mechadishas. Let's look at this Yisod for a moment. Shlichos, we would have thought until we saw this Ran and Mukhe Yosef, and there might be other Rishonim who disagree with them. We'll see when we get to them. That Shlichos just means you represent me. What does that have to do with Bailos? Anything which I have the ability to do, I can appoint you, and you have the ability to do. Says the Ran and Mukhe Yosef, quoting Yerushalmi, no! I can't make you a shliach do anything I have the ability to do. I can only make you a shliach something which I own. I can only make you a shliach over an object that I own or over something that I own the right to do. Something that belongs to me. It could be a concrete object that belongs to me. Go give this cookie to a little kid. Or it could be an abstract object that belongs to me. I own the right to divorce my wife, so I can make you a shliach to do so. But shlichus is a function of... Shlichus is a function of bailus. This is Yesod, one moment, that Reb Chaim liked very much, that he quoted from a Tosos in Ksubas, which I put on the brackets here. There's a famous Tosos in Ksubas, the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, which there's a machlok between Reb Chaim and the other Achronim, it's on a line in the Gemara. There's a machlok between Reb Chaim and the other Achronim, whether we should follow that Gemara or not. Most Achronim say we should not follow it. We should ignore that Gemara. Right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, you can only make a tnai, Suvas Tavayin Dalet, famous Tosos, on something you can send a shliach to do. Right? Now, here, we're not going to get into this question quite yet. You can only make a tnai on something you can send a shliach to do. That's why briskers disagree with the mainstream achronim in many practical cases, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not sure if your shul will make my kriya shema or not, you should make a tnai. I have kavanah to be yotzei kriya shema if we're not going to make it later. But if we make it later, I don't have kavanah to be yotzei until I'm with the tzibur. Or Sfiras HaOmer, right? If it's really the zman for Sfiras HaOmer, then I have in mind to be yotzei. If it's not the zman yet, and I remember, if I forget later, I have in mind to be yotzei now. And if I remember later, I have in mind not to be yotzei now, etc. Avnei Nezer, right? If the zman is chatzos, I have in mind to be eating the afikoma now. And if this man is halos hashachar, I have in mind to not be eating the afikoman yet. Right, so all these classic afikoman assume you can do mitzvahs al tnai. The meaning, like afikoman and kriya shema tzvirsa omer. The brisker minhag is that you cannot do the mitzvahs al tnai because you can't do them for a shliach. I can't send a shliach to eat the afikoman. I can't send a shliach to count the omer. I can't send a shliach to say kriya shema for me. So I can't do them al tnai. Okay, that's a side point because we're not dealing with tnai. Right now, that explains you'll never catch a brisker saying kriya shema al tnai. He'll say, what do you mean? Says in the Gemara. You can't do it al yidei shliach, so you can't do it al tnai. But one second, Tosos asks a very fundamental question here. Tosos is asking Subas Davayin Dalid, says, Mas Svara, what's the Svara? Tosos says in Subas Davayin Dalid and Aleph. How did the Gemara learn? Where did we learn tonight from? Everyone? But they got him named Ruvain. And did Moshe give them the land directly or through a shliach? Well, here it's a little complicated, depends which land, but let's assume that was he appointed Yoshua to give out much of the land of Israel, so it was something you could do al yidei shliach. So Tos says, it's ridiculous, like, what do you say? You can only have tanai about real estate, because the Negadim, they Reuven were asking for real estate? I mean, well, you could go on. You can only have tanai if your name starts with Mem, because Moshe's name started with Mem. There has to be logic, right? You can't just say it has to be just like the Negadim, they Reuven. You can only have tanai if you live in the desert. Obviously, there has to be logic. What's the logic? Why should you only be able to make a tnai on something which you could send a shliach to do? So says Tosos, Dainu time, the whole of Maisko kach bi yado sheyochel kaimel di shliach, svarahu sheyekimokin bi yado shavuyi bi tnai. If something is so much under your control that you can appoint a shliach to do it, then you have enough control to make a tnai. That's what he says. It's like what a get. You can send a shliach to do. You can do shekesef and shtar, you can send a shliach to do. It's so much under your control, therefore you have the right to make a tnai. Chalitza, which you can't send a shliach to do, or the briskers would say kriya shema tzvirsa omer, which you can't send a shliach to do, therefore they're not so much under your control, you cannot make a tnai. What's the yisod of this tosos in Ksubot Zafayin Dalid? The yisod of the tosos is that shlichos has to do with something being biyado, something being under your control. The way Reb Chaim summarizes this tosos is that shlichos is not just a representative. Shlichus, you can only appoint a shlichus with authority. That's a bialus with authority. Ability to do something doesn't mean you can have a shliach do it. It has to be called kach biyado. You have to have the authority over it. You have to be in charge of it. If you're in charge of it, then you can appoint a shliach. And that's why you say, well, if shlichus is the litmus test of real control and being in charge, then it makes sense that whatever you can send a shliach to do, you can make a tnai on because you're in charge. Whatever you can't send a shliach to do, you're obviously not in charge. You're just playing a bit role. So then you can't make a tnai. So the rias for this yesod, the yesod is that, what's this yesod of Reb Chaim? The yesod of Reb Chaim is that you need bailus to appoint a shliach. You can only appoint a shliach if, and the rayos are, number one, this Yerushalmi Imrani Muki Yosef, Shlucha Shal Bala Mamun, you can't make your shliach to receive presents, because you have no bailus to receive presents. You can't make your shliach to be Zocha from Hefker, because you have no bailus over Hefker. The Tosos and Ksubas. That Isa Bishlichos is a litmus test for being in control. So litmus, whatever you can send a shliach to do, that's the litmus test which says you're in control. And then once you're in control, you can do whatever you want, like make a tnai. Whatever you can't send a shliach to do, that shows you're not in control. Why is shlichus the litmus test of being in control? Reb Chaim says, because that's the whole point of shlichus. You can't send a shliach to represent your stam. You can only send a shliach to use your authority, to do something which you have the bailus over. And Reb Chaim used this to explain a number of things. For example, I've been suspecting Reb Chaim would say this for a good 20 years till I actually finally found where he was quoted as saying this. But the Rav in the Rishimas quotes Reb Chaim as answering the famous question of the Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid in the second paragraph of Kiddushin, what famous question does he ask? Tosus Rid, second paragraph of Kiddushin, you know the beginning? Mitzvah Shabagufa, right? Why can't I send a shliach to sit in a sukkah and put on tefillin, right? Say Kriya Shema, right? I mean, a lot of people would like that. Right, there's like old-fashioned Judaism, right? You didn't have to be from, you just say dudes and the rabbis, and the rabbis from for you. Right? So why can't I'm very, very busy. I have no time to put on tefillin. Let me send a shliach to put on tefillin. Shluch shonon gemoso. Why can't I send a shliach to put on tefillin? Aha. So tefillin is a little easier. Chovas hagof, because after all, the mitzvah is to have tefillin on my body. So the shliach would have to put tefillin on my body, so I'm not going to put it on. Okay, sometimes this gets a little trickier, right? Why can't I send a shliach to say Kriya Shema? Say, well, it's not a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema with your guf. Alright, that's already a little awkward. Why can't I send a shliach to counsel Yerusha Omer? Ah, because the mitzvah is not to counsel Yerusha Omer, it's to counsel Yerusha Omer with my guf, and therefore, you know, it's something you can't do with shliach. Basically, I have to say, Xeros HaKasa, that all mitzvahs, there's a special tonight, it has to be in my guf, and that's why I can't send a shliach to do it. And that's eminently possible, and that may very well be what the Tosos Rid has in mind. That's certainly how the Tosos understood the Tosos Rid, whether he's right or wrong. We will leave for another time, although he's not exactly right. But we'll leave that for another time. Reb Chaim explained, why can't I send a shliach to do all the mitzvahs for me? So he said, very, very pashut. Who's the bailim over mitzvahs? Am I the bailim? Do I have bailus over my obligation to put on tefillin? Do I own the obligation to put on tefillin? It's a little funny. It's not bailus, it's abdus, right? Obviously, some mitzvahs I can send a shliach to do. You know which? I can send a shliach to do the mitzvah of trumas or maestros. Why? Because I own the food, right? Only the owner has the bailus, owns the right, has the authority to take up trumas or maestros. I can send a shliach to bring my karbonos. Why? It's my karbon, it's my money, right? I'm the bailus of the karbon. Sure, I can send a shliach to do a mitzvah which involves bailus, no problem. But I can't send a shliach to do a mitzvah which does not involve bailus, because mitzvahs are avdus, they're not bailus. Hashem is the bailus, I'm the eved. I don't own the authority to put on tefillin. Hashem owns the authority to tell me to put on tefillin. There's no bailus involved in regular non-monetary mitzvos. There's only bailus involved in mitzvos that have to do with how I use my money, like trumas or maaser, like tzedakah. I can send a shliach to give tzedakah for me. If you think of all the mitzvos you can do, like a shliach, they all involve the rights I have to dispose my money as I see fit. Trumas or maaseros, and karbanos, and tzedakah. I don't know, what other mitzvos can I send a shliach to do? Anyone ever sent a shliach to do do mitzvos, right? It's all mitzvos that have to do with my rights over my property. Because shlichus is limited to bailus. So says Reb Chaim to answer the famous question of the Tosos Rid, why can't I send a shliach to do all the mitzvos in the Torah? Because I have no bailus. I don't own, I have no authority to do them. I have an obligation to do them. Hashem is the authority to command me. So any mitzvahs which don't involve my rights, meaning my bailus, I can't send a shliach to do. And that's what he said. Answer the Tosos Rid question. Answers the Tosos Rid's question. I can't send a shliach to do sukkah and tefillin for me because I have no bailus. It's not something which I own the authority over. I have no bailus. If I have no bailus, if I'm not an authority, then I can't send a shliach to do it. Rav Chaim likewise held, I couldn't send a shliach to do narishkeit. Meaning, I can't send a shliach to go watch a movie for me. Why? Because again, I can send a shliach to sell a movie ticket for me, if I own a movie ticket. I can't send a shliach to go dance for me. Say, here, go dance a jig for me. Since shlichas is not toe-faced in dancing a jig for me, because I can only point to shliach over something which I have authority over, which I own. And therefore, since dancing is just some abstract notion that nobody really owns at all, there is no bailus over it, I can't send a shliach to do this.
What about Erechim?
What?
About Erechim, a person who can't have an Isha be Marek him, you know, Erechim Olaish, you can't have her say it for you. That's money.
No, of course I can What do you mean? I can send someone to make a neder for me.
Well, but erchin, isn't erchin different? Isn't erchin limited to...
No.
Hakol
arichim, hakol nerachim, except for... Except for weird people, but no, generally, okay, like...
But people who could normally be a shliach, but over there not, because they're not in the midst of erchin.
No, I don't think it's true. For example, an androgynous has no erich, but an androgynous can be marich. So I'm not...
No, not marich, on his mind.
Never.
Marich for me.
What?
For someone to
Yeah, why can't I can send an androgynous to be marich for me, I think. Because it's committing my money. Ellie.
Andrew, like, sir, did you have the argument to us that, like, because somebody said you can send the shliach to go ahead and do it, and you read the bal over the mitzvah... To not have chametz in your shiso if you think it's like hashpisu, and if you want to say like sukkah, you potentially have to build your sukkah even though mitzvah is from yeshucha.
No, but exactly. You send a shliach to build my sukkah. I mean, first of all, it's not clear what it means to send a shliach to build my sukkah. I mean, what difference does it make if they're shlichas? If the sukkah is built, it's built. But also, because it's my wood, I can send a shliach. Of course, I can send a shliach to b'dikas chametz. It's my house and my chametz. What am I? I'm sending a shliach. Go to my property and look for my property in it. Of course I can do that. After all, it's my property.
No, but I'm saying that's a mitzvah also. I mean, that's...
Yeah, of course I can send a shliach to do a mitzvah if it's a mitzvah that involves my bialos. If the mitzvah Hashem commands me, do something with my property, like to use my ownership of my property in a certain way, I can send a shliach to do it. Of course I can also send a shliach to do things that it doesn't really matter as long as they're done. Like, you know, say, can I send a shliach to go buy me a sitter so I can daven? Well, bring me a sitter so I can daven. Of course, as long as I get the sitter, it doesn't really matter who brought it. So the truth is, when it comes to building a sukkah, as long as the sukkah is built, right, it doesn't matter if a monkey or a parrot built the, or I guess I should more properly say if a monkey or a beaver built the sukkah. And it could be that's true for B'dikas Chametz also.
Be careful what we're saying.
Are we defining bialos in terms of money? Meaning, I'm going back to my kiddushi question from last time, but how, according to Kira, how could the woman send the shliach to accept kiddushi for it? What bialos does she have in the case?
What do you mean? She has bialos over the fact that, over herself. What's she doing when she accepts kiddushi? She's being machna herself to the
chassid. So it's not a monetary bialos that we're talking about.
Right, basically what you say, the bialos of the woman in kiddushi is not bialos to accept the ring as a present. It's bialos to trade for the ring. Meaning, kedushin is a trade. Of course, if you have a ring, if you have $10 and I have a book, I can send a shliach to sell the book. You can send a shliach to give the $10, and we'll sell the book for $10 because I'm using my bialos to get $10 instead of the book. And you're using your bialos to get the book instead of $10. That's what happens in ishus. She is in kedushin. She is the bialos over her ishus, and she's giving that to the husband in exchange for a ring. So that doesn't bother me at all.
So the Gemara kedushin discusses the ancient gift of the bar of Vera.
Okay, so that is an excellent question. That is an excellent question. I was waiting for someone to ask that. That's the best question to ask against Rukhayim. So Pashtus, now the only thing that makes it not a knockout question is that we don't possibly shlichus in such a case. The one answer might be that it could be that depending on what you hold by Shlech Levar Avera, Rav Chaim might be right or wrong, and he's only one that range Shlech Levar Avera. Or it could be that you have to interpret that Gemara. Either you have to say that Rav Chaim only field ain't Shlech Levar Avera, which is restricting him, or you'd have to say that Gemara,
Or maybe there'll just be two conditions.
Or it gets a little more complicated, so I'll have to leave that for now. But that is a very, very good, that is the best question you could ask. Of course, it could always be that in Rami, right, Shammai might hold that, but we don't hold like Shammai, in which case that would neutralize that question. Yes?
All this is predicated on our shifting our assumption from when we asked the question about being shlichim chavla acherim. Originally, we said that the baal chov is the baal amon.
Okay, hold that thought. Good, hold that thought. Okay, great. Now, in the sivas, for example, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hold that thought. Now, let's say Rav Chaim's Yisod might be correct, right? If Rav Chaim's Yisod is correct, Rav Chaim's Yisod is that shlichus is a function of baal. Shlichus doesn't mean I make you represent me. It means that I give you over my authority, and then you represent me. But I have to have authority. I have to have bailus to make a shliach, which seems to be a pretty mefurish Yerushalmi, which the Ran and the Kiyose think the Bavli agrees with as well. You could have said, that's very nice, Yerushalmi, the Bavli disagrees. The Ran and the Kiyose obviously think the Bavli agrees, and Reb Chaim thinks the Bavli agrees, and that's the Yesod of Tosfos Ksuvos, who says shlichus is the litmus test for being in charge. And that's what he used to explain why I can't make a shliach to sit in a sukkah for me, because that's not an expression of my bailus. I can make a shliach to sell my sukkah, but not to sit in a sukkah. And that's where we get the, there's also a Tosfos in Bamatzia who says that, also, like, says, if I give you a present to Bizok, you know how a lot of people do this, like, before Shabbos, like, if you want to give someone a present, say here, Bizok this on behalf of the Goldbergs. So, there's a Tosfos who says, same as Rami Yosef, I'm appointing a shliach. What do you mean I'm appointing a shliach? You're representing the Goldbergs, not me. Right? The whole point is you're representing the others. I'm the giver, you're representing the receiver. No, Tosfos Matzia says, I'm appointing a shliach. Why? So obviously, because you need the Bala Mamon to appoint a shliach. Now, if you need bailus...
We hold that you can't put this into Makabo Matam, is that we hold like Rishonim?
The Ran and the Mukhi Yosef do. It's a little, I admit, it gets a little subtle in terms of proving what we hold the Maisa for the simple reason that, let's say I do make a shliach to receive Matam. So he goes over to you and says, you have any matanas for Bednarz? And you say, sure, here's a birthday present. Here's a tie, right? Here's a tie for Bednarz for a Father's Day present. So now the problem becomes this. If you said, be zocha for Bednarz, then who cares if I appointed a shliach? You appointed him. And if you said, don't be zocha for Bednarz, just give it to him, then even if I did appoint a shliach, it doesn't work because you were machbid, that you didn't want him to be zocha. And you gave it all tonight. So the nafkamina is going to be hard to figure out. So we'll have to leave that for now. If you do, let's just go back for a moment. If you do understand that this is what Reb Chaim meant, then let's go back to the Nimukah Yosef that we quoted before. What did he say? Actually, the Nimukah Yosef quoted the Ran. The Ran's lashon is a little more explicit. What did the Ran say? I'll prove to you that you can't be a shliach, make a shliach unless you're a bala mamon. Why? Unless it's because of a migo, whatever. But let's assume you have no migo. Forget the migo. Without the migo. Forget the migo. Why is he forgetting the migo? So he's talking here about a chatzar, and a chatzar doesn't have a migo. A chatzar can't do anything on its own, right? So
you might be a shliach. Sorry.
That's what you think. That's not what the Gemara says. Okay.
The Gemara says chatzar is yeah. That's the whole difference.
No, the Gemara says it's both. It's sveidinim, according to this round of what you'll say. The pasuk says it's sveidinim. Now, the... where is that? That's Yudalf and Beis. What did the Ran and Mukhi Yosef say? I'll prove to you that you can't make a shliach if you're not Bala Mamon, because about Bia Metzila Chavero, Lo Kana Chavero. And even if people say Kana, it's only with Amigo. It's not that they really think it should work. Naturally. Now, here's the question that Sivas asks on the Ran and Mukhi Yosef. What did the Ran and the Mukhi Yosef say? Proof. Or better, let's say better. Say, Magbia Mitzia Lachaveiro Lo Kana. The reason is because he's not the Shliach of the Baal Hamamon. Right? Simple pshat is there is no Baal Hamamon, right? So he's not the Shliach of the Baal Hamamon. The Nesivas asks an obvious kasha in the Ran of Mukhi Yosef. The reason Magbia Mitzia Lachaveiro doesn't work is he's not the Shliach of the Baal Hamamon. What's the reason why Bim Tzila Chavira doesn't work, according to Rav Nachman or Rav Chista? The Gemara said why. Because Tov Zabalchim, Tov Zabalchim, right? The question is, but the Gemara says, the reason is Chav Lachrini. What is the Ran saying? The Ran is saying, I'll prove to my Yisod of Bala Mamon that shlichus is bailus. How am I proving this so to you? Because after all, I can't make shliach to pick up a mitzia. But the Gemara says it was because of chav lachrini, not because of lack of bala mamon. So the nesivos, there are two answers. The nesivos, I guess I need. The nesivos says, really, the Ran and Mika Yosef are telling you here a two-step process. There's no shlichus because he's not the Baal HaMamon, and there's no Zochin because of Chavla Achrini and the Ran and the Mika Yosef hold like Rashi. I mean, they don't actually go like Rashi and Argamar. They disagree, but okay. That's the Nesiva says. The Nesiva's asked the question, Bezel Lashon. He asked the question, and he does ask the question in quite so many words. The Nesiva says to Ran and Mukhe Yosef, he says, Fine Lachor Kashal Mukhe Yosef, Amayel Kamar Kalishan Da Shasta, Vitovus Balchamosh Nechav Lachrini. Why does he say it's because he's not the Baal Mamon? He should have said because it's Tovus Balchamosh Nechav Lachrini. So he says, the Mukhe Yosef and the Ran were trying to explain two things. There's no Shlichos because you're not the Baal Mamon. Once there's no shlichus because you're not the Baal HaMamon, then why doesn't it work through Zochin? Because Zochin doesn't work against Chav Lachrini, and they're like Rashi, that Chav Lachrini is a din in Zochin, not a din in shlichus. Or at least they're similar to Rashi.
What's wrong with you, you're saying, because there could be cases for a Messiah where you're not Chav Lachrini, you know, it's out in the middle of the desert, no one else is going to get it, so you need to have also this reason.
But that would still be problematic, because if this reason covers more than the reason of the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara say this reason, which covers more cases?
Okay,
and I'm going to come back to your point also. But yesh lomar alternatively than the Nesivos. Maybe yesh lomar much more simply in the Ran and Mukhe Yosef. Maybe yesh lomar in the Ran and Mukhe Yosef that it's the same thing. The whole reason why Tovus Balchum doesn't work Makom Chav Lachrini is because of a lack of Baal HaMamon. The reason you can't be Tovus LeBalchum B'Makom Shachav Lachrini is because of a lack of the status of Baal HaMamon. He's not saying something different, a two-step process. He's saying the same thing as the Gemara. The Gemara says it's like Tovus HaBalchum B'Makom Shachav Lachrini, using the lashon of a different sugya of Tovus HaBalchum about debtors and creditors. Then with Yosef and the Ran choose to use the Rishonim's lashon because it's more relevant to their application of Eino Shluchos HaBaal HaMamon. But it's the same thing. And what am I claiming, Josh? What I'm claiming, and you can decide if you agree or disagree, but you can't disagree that I'm claiming it. What I'm claiming is, quite seriously, that the difference between Tovus HaBalchum B'Makom Shachav Lachrini and B'Makom Shelo Chav Lachrini is whether he's the Baal HaMamon or not. If this guy has a $100 bike, and he only owes me $100, then I'm the Baal HaMamon, because he owes me the money, and I have more rights to this than anyone else. So I am the Baal HaMamon, so I can send a shlich. When it's not Chav Lachrini, what does that mean? That means that he's meshuvah to me $100, he has $100 worth of property, so I'm the Baal HaMamon. What does Chav Lachrini mean? When he owes 1,000 people $100, and I'm one of the 1,000 people, then I'm not the Baal HaMamon anymore. I'm only 1,000th of the Baal HaMamon. It could be that if I grab it first, then because of some technicality of the law, I will be able to keep it. But I am not the Baal HaMamon because I don't have the right to more than 1,000th of this object. If he came to Beis Din, he brought his bike to Beis Din, says, here, all I've left is this bike. Do the right thing with it. What would Beis Din do? They would split it equally among all the creditors. That's what I have the Baal HaMamon for. I lose my status of Baal HaMamon because I don't have more of a Sheba than anyone else on this object. So I'm not the Baal HaMamon, and that's what I'm claiming. What I'm claiming is that the whole problem of Tovus HaBalchum of B'Makom Shachav Lachrini, based on my old reading, unlike the Nesivos. And the Nesivos' reading is a little dachuk. Why? Because the Ran and Mukhe Yosef don't hold like Rashi. They held like Tovus HaBalchum of B'Makom Shachav Lachrini doesn't work, even if you make a Shliach. Why not? And if you end up saying, because that's not called balamamom, then you basically end up saying what I said. So, after all, and they don't hold like Rashi. Maybe what they're saying is that shlichas only applies on the balamamom. Chav l'achrini means I'm not the balamamom. That's what chav l'achrini means. I'm not the balamamom. It's not that it's bad to do bad things to other people. It's not a moral issue anymore. That's the point. Forget the pnei yeshua. It's not a moral issue. It's not whether it's nice or not nice. Forget the no d'vihuda. It's not whether everyone's happy or unhappy. It has nothing to do with niceness and not niceness. Nothing to do with people being happy or people being unhappy. Nothing to do with everyone agreeing or everyone disagreeing. It has to do with whether I'm the balam mamon or I'm not the balam mamon. Tofes lebal chov b'machim shelo chav l'achrini. I'm the balam mamon more than anyone else in the world. Tofes lebal chov b'machim shechav l'achrini. Which the nesivus admits. Tofes lebal chov b'machim shechav l'achrini. The nesivus thinks I'm still the balam mamon. For Rashi. And he doesn't actually end up explaining exactly what the Ran and the Mukha Yosef hold. What I'm claiming for the Ran and the Mukha Yosef is that Tovus Bachum Mokshachav Lachrini, I've lost my status of Bala Momon, and that's why it doesn't work. And just before I take Ellie, this will make one thing, of course it's only one Shita, this will make one thing which is much, much more easily understandable, which is, this is exactly what the Ran says in Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbeinu Tam says in his second answer, you know, we have two answers in Rabbeinu Tam, for Rav Nachman and Beitza. But he says, is this really Chav L'Achrini if I pick up a Metziah? How about Morty's case? There's a Metziah in the desert, no one's around. Is it really Chav L'Achrini? Is anyone losing? The well. I drew water from the well. Is anyone really losing? Someone's going to go thirsty? Right? There's a very, very slight, it's a very slight Chav L'Achrini, these cases. Right? Is Metziah really Chav L'Achrini? Does it hurt someone that I pick up Metziah? Does it hurt someone that I take water from the well? So what I'm claiming is that Chav L'Achrini is lav dafka. What did our Gemara say? Magbiya Metziah is like Chav L'Achrini. It doesn't mean Magbiya Metziah is bad because it's bad for people. No. It means it's like Chav L'Achrini. In what way is it like Chav L'Achrini? Chav L'Achrini, I'm not the Bala Momon to make a shliach. And as Rabbi Mukha Yosef says in Metziah, and in Hefer, and in water in the well of the Rabbin, I'm not the Bala Mamon to make a Shaliach. So according to this, what our Gemara is saying, according to this shot in the Nesivos, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista mean to say that Magbia Metziah Lachavero is like Chav L'Achrini. It's not really a bad thing. You're not hurting anyone. It's like Chav L'Achrini in that you're not neither the Shliach nor the Mishaleach, the Bal Hamamon. That's all our Gemara means to say. That's why even drawing water from the well is a problem. Why, whom I heard him had drawn water from the well? It's a big well, as Rabbi Natan puts in the mouth of Rav Nachman. Right? So what does everyone else in the world think? Right? Rav Sheshes and everyone else's version of Rav Nachman says, even if it is a big well, it doesn't matter. If I have no bailus, then I can't appoint a shliach. It's not, Chav L'Achrini is not about being not nice or about being bad. It's just about not having bailus. Anyway, that is my fourth pshat. That is my fourth shot in Tovus Baal Chov Mokim Shechav L'Achrim. I think there's a lot riding for it, but in any case, we've seen four pshat that Rashi says the limitation on Zochim and Shlichos would work, and then you get into a lot of trouble defending him. The Pnei Yeshua seems to open up saying it's a Dvar Beira, which is a Chiddush. The No Dehuda says it's a general rule in Shlichos, it can't hurt other people, which is also a big Chiddush and doesn't seem to be Shula Halacha. And I think you could say, based on the Rush's Lashon, Lav Kol Kabina. What is Lav Kol Kabina? I have no right. Why do I have no right to be Chav L'Achrim? The Tzov says, I have no right to be Chav L'Achrim unless I actually own the right to be Chav L'Achrim. Means is, I only don't have the right to be Chav L'Achrim when I don't own that right. So what it's saying is that I can't do something that I don't own the right to do. And being Chav L'Achrim is something you usually don't own the right to do. And that's, I think, where Daikin and Ron and Luke Yosef, when they give the reason of Rav Nachman or Rav Chisda as Eino Bala Mamon, while our Gemara gives the reason as Chav Lachrini, because it's really the same thing, Chav Lachrini is all about not being the Bala Mamon. But if I am the Bala Mamon, I'm allowed to be Chav Lachrini. As it so says to the Noda Behuda, Eli then Josh.
Would this be against like that Shudarif that was quoted in the as the Imam Shachov the Balchov over here, if there's only one Balchov, so then you're the Balchov, so it should make a difference, like how much of a, you should be able to say, love Balchov.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. You should be talking to it anyways.
No, because I think the riff is really based on a, I think the riff is based on a different angle. Eli's referring to Shudar Riff, which maybe some of us have seen quoted in the Rishonim, who says, Tochus Balchum never works Midoraisa, because you could say La Balchum Midiyan is only Tekanet Ravanan, Rumakum She'eno Chav Lachirim, and only in extenuating circumstances. But I think that's different. That's because what I'm doing is I am sending someone to interact with someone against his will. When I'm sending someone to interact with someone against his will, basically I'm sending someone to do a transaction with someone against their will. So what the riff is saying, when I'm sending someone to do a transaction with someone against their will, no one has to interact with someone who they haven't had prior dealings. Well, that's what the Rush says back to the Riff. But the Riff views it as suing him. The Riff views it as interacting with him.
In the case that the Riff brings up the guys with those cities, and like he has not so much property left, and philosophy so many, he's not going to be able to get it, so he just goes in and takes. I don't think he's speaking
to these guys. No, I don't care if he physically speaks to him. What I mean to say is he is. This is the whole question: why can I ever grab anything? We dealt with this a little enough above, right? So I think what the Riff assumes is the only reason I can ever grab, this goes back to our Dafab discussion, so I didn't want to get into it now, but the Riff sees the only reason I can ever grab anything is some sort of Ovedinish Nilo Nafshe, and therefore when it comes to Din, La Baldurim Didiyat. While the Rush would say back to the Riff, no, if I want to sue him, La Baldurim Didiyat. But grabbing something is to Shiba is biteless, and I'm just grabbing my own thing. And so I think it ties into our discussions, but I don't think it's totally honest.
Let's say you're my only creditor, and can I appoint a shliach in the same way that we have, in Siv Gimel, the creditor can appoint a shliach to give it to any given debtor, right? Mm-hmm. If you're my only creditor, can I appoint a shliach to give it to you?
Yes.
That means I am still the Baal Mamon. How do you have two Baal Mamon there, but when we have 1,000, you can't have, 1,000 Baal Mamon? Either we say Baal Mamon is something where it's one person to the exclusion of everybody else, or we say that there can be multiple Baal Mamon, but then why are, three creditors worse than one creditor and one debtor to appoint a shaliach?
That doesn't bother me, because the debtor actually has the right.
But what gives him the right?
Okay.
He's the Baal Mamon. That's what gives him the right. He doesn't have some natural right.
The debtor is the Baal, because I think that's the nature of all shibud and both mortgages, right? Who's the Baal Mamon over my house? Me or bank Tfachot? Right? Me, who's the Baal Mamon over my house? Me or bank Tfachot? So there, it doesn't bother me to say the answer is both.
It's two different Mamon.
Right, because I have the right to use this money in certain ways, and they have the right to collect the money for their debt. So that doesn't bother me. We're both the Baal Mamon. Each of us have our own tchum. As opposed to when there's 1,000 creditors, they're all the Baal Mamon over collecting the debt, and they contradict each other. And the Maisa, they really each only own the right to 1,000th of it.
So then, according to your, do you think that any creditor can appoint a shlech to collect his percentage?
Yeah, but he wants more than that.
But no, but that's a good thing.
I think he can. I'm sure he can. It doesn't bother me.
The shlech is not chav lachirim because other people, another person could have come to collect.
That depends. If chav lachirim is anything that anyone else is unhappy with, then yes. If a chav lachirim means something that I don't own the authority over, then no.
We try to understand this by comparing, because Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda compare a mitziyah to a chav lachirim. But I saw, I think, Tanya Shuah says that really at the bottom, Rav Yochanan says, he says he's not comparing.
Correct, I'm not with Rav Yochanan now. Rav Yochanan would clearly disagree with this respect.
We pass him like Rav Yochanan, we don't pass him like Rav
Yochanan. Okay, so hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, now that we've seen the different drachim, and if someone wants to volunteer, I assume if you,
look through 100 or 200 Acharonim, you can find someone who says this. Anyway, Mesnamer Reb Chaim said this. They just didn't write this down. They lost the notes for the shiur. Perhaps a new way. It's not such a new way, meaning it's so well grounded in the Rishonim to understand the problem of our whole sugya. It's about lack of being the Baal Mamon, which of course Rabbi Mukhei Yosef just. They say it's lack of al-mamon, that's against the language of our sugya. The Nesiva says, well, it must be they're dealing with two different issues. But it could be no, that they're just interpreting the yisod of our sugya. Based on this, as Yeshaya pointed out, this would affect the maskana of the Gemara. What's the maskana of the Gemara? Okay, well, even without reading through. What's the maskana of the Gemara? We paskin that... That right, exactly. We paskin that Rabbi Yochanan says, Magbiya Mitzilah Chavero, Kana Chavero. Who else said that 2 blot ago? Rabbi Bar Chama, like Rabbi Bar Chama said 2 blot ago, right? Magbiya Mitzilah Chavero, Kana Chavero. That's how we paskin. And Tosfos and all the Rishonim asked the question, how can we paskin Magbiya Mitzilah Chavero, Kana Chavero? Tosfos Daf Yud Aleph Dibra Maschil Im Rav Yochanan. He says, not only do we paskin Tosfos Labal Chov Makim Shechav Lachrini Lo Kana. Rav Yochanan himself paskins Tosfos Labal Chov Makim Shechav Lachrini Lo Kana. Right. So this is the kash of all the Rishonim. Rav Yochanan himself says Tosfos Labal Chov Makim Shechav la'achrini lokana, but magbia metzia la'chaveiro kana chaveiro. That's against our Gemara. If Nachman or Chista say magbia metzia la'chaveiro lokana chaveiro, my time. Also, Rabbi Yochanan says, I admit Tosbach Machsh Bechalachin Lokan, but nonetheless, Magbi Mitzilah Chavir Kana Chaviru. So, what if Rabbi Yochanan Mechadish here against Rav Nachman and Rav Chista? So, there are two answers to this question that we've shown him. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, because of Migo. Zachi the Nafshe, not. Ravas, Migo that I am being Zocher Nafshe. No! Migo that I could be Zocher by, meaning Tofez Vachim Bakshachav Lachirim. If I go and I grab someone's money for the creditor, I couldn't have grabbed it for myself. I'm not a creditor, so I don't have a Migo. That's why it doesn't work. But I would see everyone has a Migo, because anyone can take it, so it works. That is Tosfos. What is. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban's alternative, and a lot of the Rishonim started to follow him. Exactly. He says, Mitzia is not Chav La'achrini. He says, by the case of the debt, it's Chav La'achrini. Someone's losing money here, right? Meaning someone is losing money. I lent you $100, and I'm not going to get my $100 back because someone else grabbed it for someone else. There's an actual loss of money. By Mitzia, what's the loss of money? Now again, it could be who says it's a desert. Could be the case is that there's another guy, you know, 5 amos away down the sidewalk lunging for it. But it's not a loss of money. He didn't lose anything. He never had it in the first place. So the Rabban says, no one lost money, right? The whole world never had it in the first place. Opportunity, lost opportunity is not called lachrini. Right? The whole world never had it in the first place. And what about the owner? The loser. What about the person who lost the Mitzia? Isn't he losing?
He lost it.
No, he lost it anyway.
Nobody can take it.
He lost it anyway. Right, exactly. He lost it anyway. He's the Yeshua. Right? Obviously, it's after Yeshua, or else you would have to be a Shabbos of Eitan. Right? So after Yeshua, she lost it anyway. So this guy lost it anyway, and no one else has it. Basically, it's Hefker. If it's Hefker, then it can't be Chav Lachrini. Oh, other people lost the opportunity to take it.
That's life.
That's not Chav Lachrini. That's life. Not everyone has every opportunity. Now, according to the, what Yeshaya is pointing out is that, basically, before we say in Yeshaya's words, what do we have here? We have the question of, is Mitzia
Sorry for that. Is there a nafgamina between Tosos and the Ramban? Because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a nafgamina if we paskin because it's not chav lachrini, or we paskin because of migo? So what do the Ran and Mukhe Yosef say the nafgamina is? Nafgamina is, can one creditor grab for another creditor according to Tosos? Yes. According to Rabban, no. According to Tosos, we paskin migos off the nafshin and off the lam and chavre. Whoever can take for himself can take for others. So therefore, if a creditor can take for himself, it happens to be that I'm also a creditor. He owes me and Gidom money. I can grab it for Gidom because I could have grabbed for myself. According to Rabban, no. Only Mitzi I can grab because it doesn't hurt anyone. When it does hurt anyone, we don't hold from the star of Migo. The Ramban doesn't hold from the star of Migo. So Tosos holds from the star of Migo, says one creditor can grab from another creditor, even if it's chav lachrini. While the Ramban doesn't hold the Svar of Migo, says that a creditor can never grab. That's the nafgamina.
If there are only two creditors, and he's not hurting anyone.
No, if there are another 100. Right. From another creditor, if it's Chav La'achri, meaning if there are a dozen other creditors who are going to lose their money. So, therefore, let's say a guy, he owes a million guys, $100, and he only leaves $200. What'll I do if I'm smart? I'll say, well, I'm taking $200 for my brother-in-law because I could have taken it for myself, so I can take it for my brother-in-law. Now I'm going to take $200 for myself, or $100 for my brother-in-law, $100 for myself, and I get all the money for my family because I had an ego. The Ramban would say that doesn't work. No, the only reason Rabbi Yochanan permits mitzi is because that's chav lachrini. When it is chav lachrini, it doesn't work. The interesting question that Yeshaya was Varames to was, is mitzia called Chav La'achrini? So, Rabbi Yochanan, Lefi Ramban, says no. Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Lefi Ramban, and everyone, Lefi Tosfos, says yes, right? Tosfos says, of course that's Chav La'achrini. The reason it works is because of Migo. And even Ramban, he doesn't say it's not Chav Lachrini. He says Rav Yochanan holds it's not Chav Lachrini, but obviously Rav Nachman or Rav Chista held that it was Chav Lachrini. So what's the Yesod of the Machlokas? What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about?
Tosfos in the Ramban or within the Ramban, Rav Yochanan and Rav Nachman?
Either way, same thing. Right? What are they arguing about?
Is it Chav a financial
loss
or an accounting loss? Is it something
economic loss?
So you could just say they're arguing at the getter of Chav Lachrini, right? But what Yeshaya is suggesting is maybe they're arguing about my Chiddush. Maybe this is exactly the discussion. After all, according to what I just said, that it's because you're not the Bala Mamon, does it matter if anyone else really lost or not? Is other people's losing relevant? No. Maybe the point is that Tosfos...
quite enough room.
Maybe you could say that I have a technical machlokas. Right, you could say that's not the argument what's called chav. He says, the Ramban would say, opportunity lost is not called chav. And Tosos and Rav Nachman Chista would say that a lost opportunity is called chav. That's possible. But it could be no, they're arguing out something more fundamental. That Rav Nachman and Rav Chista say that the Yesod is not being the Bala Mamon. They don't care if anyone lost or not. That's not what's important. That's just an example. That's just an illustration. The Yesod is not whether or not someone lost. It's whether you're the Bala Mamon. And you're not the Bala Mamon. Zehu. You're not the Bala Mamon. So if Nachman of Chista would say, and Tosos would say, so Yeshaya just said, the whole shot you said, Rabbi Bednarz, doesn't work according to the Ramban's shot in Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe that's exactly what Locus. Tosos says that it's because you're not the Bala Mamon. And if you're not the Bala Mamon, then who cares if anyone else lost or not? While for example,
wait, then why would you need the Migo according to Tosfos?
What?
Then according to Tosfot, you don't need the migul.
According to migul, you need the migul to make your balamon. According to Tosos, the problem is that you're not the Bala Mammon, so you can't be Zocha, you can't pick up Metzia for someone else. But with Amigo, you can, because really you're picking it up for yourself.
No, but then I can just... Okay.
While,
No, but then what's enabling me to pick it up in the first place, according to Tosfot? If I need to be the Bala Mammon in order...
No, to be Shliach! To pick it up, I don't need to be the Bala Mammon. That's only for Shlichus. To pick it up for myself, I don't need to be the Bala Mammon. Right? This is all in Shlichus. Okay, so maybe, for example, the Ramban would be saying the problem is an Aveira, you're doing a bad thing. Here, you're not doing a bad thing, you're just taking away people's opportunity. Right? Well, the Tosfos would say, no, the problem is you're not the Bala Mammon. If you're not the Bala Mammon, who cares whether anyone's actually losing or not? If you're not the Bala Mammon, then you have no right to appoint a shliach. So it could be that's goof for the machlokes in Tosfos and Ramban. Yeshayahu's right in the Ramban. The Ramban cares whether you really made someone lose. That's against my pshat. Tosfos says, I don't care whether you really made someone lose. I care, what I really care about is it, do you have bialus or not? And if you don't have bialus, you can't make a shliach. Rav Isser Zalman, of course, suggests, although you could easily be doke this. Who did I discuss this with yesterday? This was Rav Isser Zalman. Rav Isser Zalman on the bottom hints that they might be arguing about something else here. What does he hint they might be arguing about? The famous chiddush of the Nesivus. They might be arguing about Yeyush. If I lose something and I have Yeyush, what happens to the object? What do we normally think? What happens to the object? Rashi says if you place the tenet, right? The Nesivus is Machadish, Yeyush is not Hefker. Yeyush just means that someone else can take it. But it's still mine until someone else takes it. That's the chiddush. The Nesivus Yeyush does not make it hefker. It still belongs to the original owner. It just means there's a hector. It's not gzeila if someone else takes it. So you could theoretically say, Rav Isser Zalman suggests, a third way of understanding machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. Maybe Tosfos would say that it's a real loss because Yeish is not Hefker. So the owner is losing. He would say, it is a Chav Lachmini. The owner is losing his property here. Now, Eli said this not so posh, because Eli said he would never have gotten it back anyway. Right? But Isser Zalman, who wrote the footnotes at the bottom of the Ramban 100 years ago, Isser Zalman suggests, a little less, Isser Zalman suggests,
It's a long time.
It's a long time. It's not 100 years.
This is only been so old.
Right, but it's I think it was in a long time ago that he published the Rambans. I think it was a long time ago that he published the Rambans, but not 100 years. So maybe the Tosfos would say it is a real lost wine. It's still the loser's property until you come and take it. Yeish is not Hefker. But the Ramban would say that there's no loss to the owner because Yeush is Hefker. Now again, this is definitely not so Pashtun, because you could say that look at loss more practically and not formally. Like Lamaisa, who cares if Yeush is Hefker or not? You know, if it's lost, it's lost. But theoretically, if you could say, if you wanted to tie this into one of this of Aveda, you could say, they're arguing about whether it's Chav Lachrini or not, not to everyone else in the world, to the owners. They're arguing about whether Yeish is Hefker, so it already doesn't belong to anyone, or whether Yeish still belongs to the owner and he's losing it. Or if you want, you could say what Josh said as an economist, they're arguing about the Chav Lachrini of, not of the loser, but of the Rabban, the masses. Is a lost opportunity called a Chov or not called a Chov? And what's the Yisod of that? A Chov is just Stam. Not every machlokes has yesod. Sometimes you just have to magder or something and draw the lines. Or you could say what I'm suggesting. No, they're not arguing about the chav lachrini of the owner or the chav lachrini of the masses. They're arguing about whether chav lachrini is the point or bala mammon is the point. And Tosfos says bala mammon is the point, and therefore you're not the bala mammon. And chav lachrini is lav davka. Chav lachrini just means you don't have bialus, and clearly you know the bialus over hefker. And the Ramban says chav lachrini means a real loss to someone, and there's no loss to someone. So there are three ways. Basically, the Rabban says, come on, Chav Lachrini. This isn't Chav Lachrini. No one's losing. So, okay, what are Rav Nachman and Fista think? What does Tosos think who rejects the Rabban? So either the public is losing for Tosos, or the owner is losing, or Anachanami, no one's losing. But you're still at the Bala Mama.
One thing is about if we're saying according to Zal Metzler that the Veda is not Hefker, right? But Tosfos compares to Beitza, and he learns, I'm not going to get this right, he learned, doesn't learn that the Mayim is Hefker. The whole Kasher of Nachman, when he learns, he's learned the Mayim is Hefker, that he's giving it from Hefker.
Hold that thought for a moment. That is a very good Ha'ara. You're right. I apologize. Rav Zalman was not saying anything about Tosos. He was just talking about the Rabban. But you're right. Tosos can't hold that. Because, I forget about Tosos. The Gemara says that the boar is, even though the boar is definitely Hefker. And therefore, this can't be the pshat. And Rav Zalman wasn't saying this is the pshat in the machlokas. He was just saying this is an analysis in the Rabban. But you're right, this can't be pshat in the machlokas, because if it was based on the owner losing, then in the well of water in Beitza, clearly no one's losing. And yet Rav Nachman is expected to say, Magbim Tzila Chaveiro, Lo Kana Chaveiro. So this would, unless you want to doubt, use that to answer the question. But Pashtus, you're right. Pashtus, you have a valid pircha that this is not the right shot in the machlokas. Because the only reason why Rav Nachman said you weren't kona is because the owner's losing, the guy who lost it is losing money. Then in the case of the bear hamayim and based on lamates, no one's losing money. So what would the problem be? And yet it's an issue there. Unless you want to say that's the difference between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes there. But this can't be Pshat of Rav Nachman. Maybe it can be Pshat of Rav Sheshes, but it can't be Pshat of Rav Nachman, and it can't be Pshat in maybe Pshat in Rav Sheshes, but that would be a big chiddush. So at least can't be Pshat of Rav Nachman. Why can't it be Pshat of Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman applies this Adraba. This can be Pshat of Rav Nachman according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? That's exactly his best work. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says. No one's losing in the case of the well. So it could be Pshat of Rav Nachman according to Rabbeinu Tam, but it can't be Pshat of Rav Sheshes. Okay, so I'm going to erase the X. What Yeshaya is correctly, very, very cogently pointing out, that this ties into the discussion. This ties into the discussion in Beitza, and it seems questionable based on the word Beitza, but it could be you could rescue it for Rav Nachman himself, since Rav Nachman Davka says, and we're to argue, so that you are Kona in Beitza. So this is, we'll leave it as question mark when it comes to the Gemara in Beitza, and we'll come back to it in a few moments, being next week. Okay, this is all we have to say for these sodos of Tofas Abal Tov, and welcome Shah, Chav La'acherim. And this is the yisod of the sugya in Magbim and Tzila Chaveiro, Lo Kana Chaveiro. This is the yisod of the sugya, but I at least want to, we started late today, so it's really early in the day. Right? Start a few minutes, go into the Gemara here. Let's go back to the Gemara in the Pesim base. Tanan Hasam, Yishal Likas, Apev, Ramar, Rizal, Lepoli, Ani, Beri, Eliezer, Omer, Zachalo, Vachachamar, Mitnel, Ani, Anim, Sar, Rishal. Maybe we'll just do it, Bekitzer, Nimrats. Right, the Machlokes we started with here is in, is about Peah. If I grab Peah for an Ani, is that valid or not? And what's the machlokes? So Ula quoting Rishu ben Levi is also quoting the Yerushalmi ala tara there in Peah, says machlokes mi ashul ani, where Rilozhin says it's double migu, and Chachamim don't say double migu. And Rav Nachman says, no way, the machlokes is me ani lo ani, and we're going to paskin like the Chachamim and not say amigo at all, because we're not going to look at even Tzilo Chavero. Lo kana Chavero. Rashi here makes an interesting assumption. First, Rashi and the Gemara says, Yishalika Tzapeya, Adam bi Alma. Moshe? Adam bi Alma. Sh'eno balasadeh. Di'iba balasadeh lo amir lezer zachar. Lekalameim or migu zachar nafshe. Da'afilahu ani muzerhu shalo lalake peya misadeh shalo.
Right, there's a special gzeres hakasov. Lahazir ani al shalom. What's the special gzeres hakasov? Obviously, let's say I'm a rich guy. I'm a billionaire. So I have a field. I'm kosher my field. Of course, I can't take the leket shechul peya. I'm rich. The chiddush is lo salakid lo ani. Meaning the Torah tells an ani not to be malakid. How would the Torah tell an ani not to be malakid? Well, who's it talking about? Kisik zor kzer ha. Right? So what it means is that if you're the owner, even if you're an ani, you can't be malakid. If an ani owns a field, he can take other people's leket shechul peya, but he can't take his own leket shechul peya. So Rashi says, who's the guy? You got it? Who's the guy in this Mishnah? It's a stranger, not the owner. It must be a stranger, not the owner, because the owner has no right to take lechet shechun peya, to the special gzeres hakasav, that the owner, even if he's poor, is not allowed to take lechet shechun peya. That is Rashi. Now, what's strange? The Rishonim asked two totally different kinds of questions, two completely different categories of questions on Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Bal hasodeh sheliket peya la'ani lo kana af lefi Rebbe Eliezer. Why? Because the Baal can't take peya even if he is an ani. Okay, what's the logical question? There's a logical question on Rashi, and there's a stira to Rashi. What's the logical question on Rashi?
Once he becomes an ani, he doesn't own the field anymore.
Right, I mean, who's he talking according to? Rebbe Eliezer, right? He said Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds the double migu. Migu di b'mafgir l'nechse. If he's mafgir l'nechse, then he's not the balasad anymore. That's the Tosas Rush here. And also the Russian Peya. And also the Russian Peya asks. Right? The Rush wrote a perish on all the Mishnayos of the parts that we don't learn. In the Vilna Shas, he based himself on the perish of the Rosh Mishans, which is in the Vilna Shas, and he just expanded the perish of the Rosh Mishans. And they printed the Vilna Shas. They didn't want to waste space. So what they did is they printed the Rosh Mishans, and on the side they made little footnotes to things the Rush added. But the Rush just like copied over the Rosh Mishans and added things, and then they just took the editions and put them on the side of the Shas. Nowadays you can find, like in all the new fancy editions, the full version of the Rush, which is basically the Rush with the things added there. They did a pretty good job. And that wasn't considered plagiarism in those days. It was considered the Derech, the time of the Rishonim, that when you wrote a Perish, you copied over the standard Perish and added your Ha'aros, and it was Muvan Me'elav that everyone knew that you were just copying over adding your Ha'aros.
That's how people made sure that their Ha'aros were read, because we published in some of these things. Then it got published, they wanted that, they had to think.
Exactly. Okay, so what's the question? The question number one is, right? Migu dibayi mafkir nechasa, which Rav Milner says already. Meilu, he already says, right? And he won't be the Baal HaSadeh. Okay, question number two is the Rosh Mishans and the Rush on Peah there. What's the second question? Not a logical question, but a stira. The Yerushalmi in Peah Perek Hay seems to be against him. Now again, this may or may not be such a great question. First of all, it's not clear that Rashi even had a copy of Yerushalmi. So, like, you know, it could be that if Rashi went against the Yerushalmi, that he was just,
he was justified in doing so. It's also not clear the Bavli always agrees with the Yerushalmi, right? The Bavli often disagrees with the Yerushalmi. But there is a steer in the Yerushalmi, because what does the Yerushalmi say? There's a funny case. What if there's one stalk of leket and it got mixed into my whole pile of grains? Now what's the problem? Problem is, I don't know which it is anymore, so I have to give. So what does the Mishnah say? Well, I have to give. Well, at least Rabbi Eliezer says, what I do is I trade him. Right? I am zoche. I mezake him. I give him that stalk wherever it is, and then I trade him for another stalk. And since I'm giving him another stalk, I have to take a trumas or maestros and give it to him. So the Yerushalmi says. No, sorry. That's not what Felicia says. I apologize. That what Rabbi Lezer says is, what Rabbi Lezer says is, you can't do that. Hecha ani zem machlov davishlo bav reshuso. Rabbi Lezer davkar says, I can't be zocher for the ani. Rabbi Lezer says, I can't, but there's one stalk. I want to be zocher for the ani. I can't be zocher for the ani. Rather, what I have to do is okay, and he gives another shot. Sounds great, but realizes I can't be zocher for the ani, just like here he said he can't be zocher for the ani. But the Yerushalmi says no. Rabbi Lezer says I can't be zocher for the ani. Oh, and our Mishnah really said I can't be zocher for the ani. So now Rashi would answer, well. A guy can be zocher for the ani, but the Baal HaBayis can't. The Mishnah works fine for Rashi. Right? Meaning the Mishnah is meduyak like Rashi. Why? Because in Rabbi Eliezer, in Dalet Tes says, Adam zocher la'ani, and the same Rabbi Eliezer in, what is it, Hey Beis, says, Baal HaSodeh, so the Mishnah is gvaldik for Rashi, maybe. But the Yerushalmi says, nope, he was only speaking Aliva Derabbanan. He himself says you can't be zocher for the ani. But the Yerushalmi, says that this Rabbi Elazar was only according to the opinion of the Chachamim, but the Yerushalmi is mefurash that according to Rabbi Eliezer, afilu Baal HaSadeh Zocher La'ani. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Why can't the Baal HaBayis be Zocher for the ani? He says, really, he can. Rabbi Elazar was just talking according to the Chachamim. So it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi against Rashi. He's Meduyik and Pshat of the Mishnah. But there's Yerushalmi who's against Rashi. Because the Yerushalmi says Rabbi Elazar didn't really mean it in Hey Beis. He really meant you can be Zocher for the ani. He just meant other people think you can't. So he's against Yerushalmi. So how do you answer for Rashi? Let's start with a logical question. How would you answer for Rashi? Right? Taka, Rabbi Elazar's whole sheet is migudi by mafkir l'nechse. Ve, migudi by mafkir l'nechse. Ve, havi ani. If he's mafkir l'nechse, not bal sada. What did the Tosos Rush answer for Rashi? Exactly. So answer. Question. Answer. Tosus Rush says that really Rashi didn't mean it. Really the Baal HaSadeh can be Zocher for the Ani and there's no Stira. Really, Rashi didn't mean it. Oh, what did Rashi mean? Rashi only meant that the Chachamim Lefi'ula, who don't allow two migos, would not let the Baal HaSadeh Ani Nizoche for another Ani. Meaning he says Rashi didn't mean it. You think Rashi was talking in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? He wasn't. He was really talking in the sheet of the Chachamim. The Diyuk is Rabbi Eliezer lets an Usher do it because he holds from two Migos. But the Chachamim only let an Ani do it because they hold from one Migo. Well, obviously, if you only hold from one Migo, then Bala Sada can't do it because he needs two Migos. So really, Rashi wasn't talking to Rabbi Eliezer. He was only talking about the Diyuk of the Chachamim. And Rashi never meant it. The problem is against the Lashon of Rashi. Which tells Rashi the new, in which Rashi says explicitly that the Ibn Bala Sada will Omer Rabbi Eliezer Zacha. So it's against the Lashon of Rashi. Problem is, it's against the Lashon of Rashi, because Rashi says explicitly he's talking to Levi Rabbi Eliezer. So I think Tosfos Rashi knew he wasn't really saying a real pshat on Rashi, he was just saying maybe if you want to be nidchak. So Tosfos Rashi didn't mean it. He wasn't talking about Rabbi Eliezer at all. Obviously, if you have two Migos, then Migo, you're not the Bala Sada anymore. He was only talking to Levi the Chachamim. But that goes against the Lashon of Rashi, so it's not going to work.
Oh, on the other hand, Rashi specifically still calls him the Bala Sada.
Because, no, he is the Bala Sada, he's a Migo, but he is the Bala Sada.
So, I mean, if he's still really the Bala Sada, the Migo doesn't take off the Bala Sada, then he can't take it.
What do you mean by that?
Yes.
Why can't, but if he's Mafker his property, he's not
he's
the Bala Sada.
If he's Mafker, then he's not Bala Sada. Either he's Bala Sada or he's not Bala Sada.
No, he is a Bala Sada.
He was not really an Ani.
Just Migo. Yeah. So, what does the Ritva say to defend? There are two other ways that I know to defend Rashi. Ellie, you want to defend Rashi? There's a simple way and a fancy way of replying.
One has a tint of lichen on it. And you were the Baal and you had a relationship.
Exactly. That's what the Ritva says. And the Tosos Rabbi Akiva Eger in Peah there. I put the Ritva here in the Makoros, but if you look in the front of the Ritva, it would say Kafkas of Tosos Rabbi Akiva Eger in Peah. It was originally famous as Tosos Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? Because that's the Ritva Chadasha, meaning this is the Ritva Chadashim. They didn't have this. But Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Ritva says that, very simple, he says that whoever was Baal HaSadeh B'Shas Ktzira can't take the Peah. Even, right, if he's mafker the Sada, meaning Bala Sada is nikba b'shas ktzira, not b'shas likita. And what would you do with the Yerushalmi? Of course, then he's talking against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Bala Sada can take it. So I have to say, in a chanami, Rashi, doesn't hold like the Rishalmi. We then have a machlokes Rishonim here. What's the machlokes Rishonim here? The machlokes Rishonim here is that the Tosfos Rosh holds that the Isser of Baal HaSadeh depends on Shas Lakita. And the Ritva holds it depends on Shask Tzira. Right? So the Tosfos Rosh says, it depends whether or not you're a Bala Sadeh when you pick it up. So therefore, Migu, you could have been Mafker, and you wouldn't be the Bala Sadeh, you can pick it up. And Rashi didn't mean it, or Rashi's wrong. And the Ritva says, no, the Isser of Bala Sadeh depends on Shask Tzira. As long as you were Shask Bala Sadeh when you started cutting your field, now, forever, you can't take the Peah, even if you stop being the Bala Sadeh. I mean, you don't need fancy Migos. What if you sell the Sadeh? Right? So what if you sell the Sadeh? The Ritva would say, if I culture, I leave the pay and I sell the sudden. Now, if I'm poor, I can take it. The Rish would say, I still can't take it. And the Rush would say, I can't take it. The Stipler wants to say, what's their machlokes? The machlokes is that what's wrong with the Bala Sada taking the pay? So he says, the Rush thinks what's wrong with the Bala Sada taking the pay is that he doesn't need it. He's like an usher. It's a Xeris Akasif. Right. So, but even Xeris HaKasif still has a svara behind it. Or at the very least, even Xeris HaKasif still has a conceptual nature. So, what you could say is that for the Tosfos Rosh, the Bala Sada is a restriction on who gets Peah. The Baal HaSadeh is one of the people who doesn't get Peah. But if he's not the Baal HaSadeh, then he can't. After all, what did I say? I leave Peah. And someone's rich. All of a sudden he loses his money and he's poor. Can he come take the Peah? Of course. Oh, he was rich originally. Who cares? So he says Baal HaSadeh is a din in who gets Peah. That's what the stipler adds. Because it's a din in who is Zoche in Peah. Zoche, I mean Zoche, I'm just a little fuck, but who gets the Peah? Oh, what does the Ritva think? The Ritva thinks it's not. The Ritva think it's part of the mitzvah of giving Peah. By Peah, I of course mean like Neshechu also. Maybe that's the difference. The Ritva says, no, part of the mitzvah of giving Peah is to give it and not take it back forever. Therefore, it's part of the mitzvah of giving Peah. If you are the one who is chayv to give Peah, you can never take it back, even if you stop being the owner of the field. Because it's part of the mitzvah of Tazov. Part of the mitzvah of Tazov is that you have to ozev it lachalutin. Well, the Rosh says, no, it's not part of the mitzvah of giving Peah. Giving Peah means giving Peah. It's part of the dinim of receiving Peah. Only a poor person can receive Peah who doesn't own the field. Therefore, if you stop being rich and become poor, or stop owning the field and lose the field, then you can take it. So that seems to be the lundus here. The Rosh rejects Rashi based on the Yerushalmi. Because he says, no, Baal HaSadeh is part of the dinim of who gets Peah. So, if you're not the Baal HaSadeh, then you can take Peah. The Ritva defends Rashi by saying, no, Baal HaSadeh is part of the mitzvah of giving Peah. And therefore, once you're mechuyev to give Peah, b'shas tzira, once you're a Baal HaSadeh and you're mechuyev to give Peah, now you're mechuyev to not take it back forever. Because it's a pagam in the giving.
You're still considered Baal HaSadeh, the shame Baal HaSadeh still sticks with you, even though you've gotten rid of it because you were there b'shas tzira.
Meaning you could say, meaning I was quoting your stipend, you could just say technically you're just arguing whether the shame Baal HaSadeh sticks with you or not. I was trying to explain a little bit my law. Why would the shame stick with you or not? But Enoch Nami, Ellie.
According to the Ritva, how would he understand Machog Zitzin or Lazar Chachamim in Peah? Meaning the Chachamim just did a complete 180, no? Rabbi Lezard arguing it says, meaning it's.
In which? Dalit Tess or Hebez?
I don't remember. The one that by when the Lekit falls into the.
Ah, you mean what's the machlokis there? Okay, we're not going to get into that now. In the Chnami. Let's assume that's not the machlokis. The machlokis there is something else. We'll leave that for now. Okay, Reb Chaim says a very clever pshat. This is based on a lumdish pshat. It's coming from a similar maybe angle to the Ritva, but he takes it in a different direction. Reb Chaim assumes that also there's a fundamental difference between an usher and a Baal HaSadeh. But he just takes it in a different direction. He says, an usher doesn't have the right to take Peah. A Baal HaSadeh is usher to take Peah. Obviously, it's coming from a similar place to the Ritva. He says, what's the difference? An usher, it's like, who does Peah belong to? It belongs to Shevet Aniyim, like Matnos Aniyim, like Meiser Ani. An usher doesn't have the right in Peah. A Baal HaSadeh, it's not that he doesn't have the right in Peah. He has an isser to take Peah. And therefore, he says what? Therefore, says Reb Chaim, Migu works to give an usher a zechus in Peah. But Migo can't remove an isser. That's the way he explains Rashi. It's about the Migo. Migo di bar, I could be mocked by property, but I wasn't. Right? Meaning, if I was mocked by property in a Hanami, but I wasn't. Right? If I was, Rashi would let the Baal HaSadeh take. He's not the Ritva. But I wasn't Mafka, I just could. What does Migo mean? Miga means if I don't have the right to something, but Migo, I can get a right to something, that gives me a right to it. But if I have an Isser, Migo can't take away an Isser. That's what Chaim Scott. Migo can't take away an Isser. But Migo can give me a right to something I don't have the right to. Migo can't take away an Isser. Therefore, if I'm rich, Migo, I could be poor and take it, so I have a right to this payah. And I can take it for my friend. But if I'm a Baal Sada, I have an Isser. If I want to be mafker of my property, fine. If I wasn't mafker of my property, Migo can't take away an Isser. And then, Rav Chaim says something very, very clever. It's so clever that it's a little hard to imagine that's what Yerushalmi meant. But he says something very clever to answer the Yerushalmi. How does he answer the Yerushalmi? He answers the Yerushalmi for Rashi. He's the only one who answers the Yerushalmi for Rashi. You know, but again, it's an achronish kind of cleverness, which it's hard to call that pashup shot in the Yerushalmi. What is he answering for Rashi in the Yerushalmi? He has a very exceedingly clever answer for the Yerushalmi. Says the Ritva, he says, the only problem for Rashi is the Isser. In the case of the Yerushalmi, is there any Isser?
No,
what happened? It was mixed with the other stalks. It's Bat Vorov. Right, we all know Isser can be Bat Vorov, Mamon can't be Bat Vorov. Right, Mamon can't be Bat Vorov. If you have one shekel and I mix it with my two shekels, you still get a shekel. Right, but Isser can be Bat Vorov. So answer the Yerushalmi, there's no Isser in that case because Isser is Batul Barov. What was the case of the Yerushalmi? The case was the one stalk of Leket got mixed with my other stalk, so that took away the Isser. Now it's just an issue of Mamon. And if it's just an issue of Mamon, then the Migo can take that away. So that's how he explains that there's no steer between Rashi and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi works for Rashi based on the fact that it's an Isser. Because Mamon's not Batul Barov, I still don't have the right to the Mamon. It still belongs to the Shei that I need. Right, because Bittul Barov doesn't work for Mamon. Otherwise, as the Gemara in Beitza says, what did the Gemara in Beitza say about the Havmi that Bittul Barov works for Mamon? Hareishin is Arif Sashalobus Atayim Shachaveiro Yochal Halav V'Chadi. Right, if one of your shekels get mixed with two of my shekels, what, I should just laugh all the way to the bank? That's obviously Mamon's not Bittul Barov. That's ridiculous. Okay, now there's a lot more to say about this, now is not the time for it. But I'll just mention very briefly what we've seen here is, besides defending Rashi, a chakira about the nature of lo salakate la'ani, the nature of the Isser of the Baal Sada. First we saw Machlokas, Tosos, Rashi, and Ritva, whether it depends on Baal Sada b'shas lakita, or Baal Sada b'shas k'tzira, which might have to do with whether it flows from the mitzvah, or from the bailos of Mamon Aniyim. And then we saw a Chiddush of Rav Chaim who says that the Baal Sada is an Isser and not Mamonos and therefore more Chomer. I'll just end with one Ha'ara. There is a there's another way to understand Los Lak La'ani. The Ritva himself says, well, if the Yerushalmi argues, why is the Yerushalmi so mikel? Why did the Yerushalmi let even the Baal Sada pick it up? It says the Yerushalmi holds that it's not an Isser and it's not a Din in Mamonos. It's a mitzvah. It's just that the Baal Sada has a mitzvah to give to the Aniyim. That's a little bit of a chiddush. He says, therefore, the Baal Sada does have the right to pick up Lena, to pick up Peah. He just has to give it to an Ani, because he still has a mitzvah to give it to an Ani. And that's why the Yerushalmi says the Baal Sada always has the right to pick up Peah, because he has every right to pick it up. He doesn't have an Isser, and it's his Mamon, if he's poor, and he doesn't have an Isser. He just has a mitzvah to give it to an Ani, and he is planning to give it to an Ani. So that's fine. So, okay, but that's a bit of a chiddush. The ma'aseh we've seen here is, we've seen here, a chakira, what's the nature of this din that the Baal Sada can't take his own leket, shechen, peya. For Chaim, for the Rush, it's about who gets to pick up leket, shechen, peya. Right? It's about whose mamon is it. It's the mamon of all the other aniyim, not the mamon of his. For Rav Chaim, it has nothing to do with whose mamon is it. It's a special isser to pick up. It's a special isser to pick up your own peah. And for the Ritva, we suggested that, or the stipler here suggested, that maybe it's part of the mitzvah of Nisinas Peah, that you have to be mafker to everyone else. But yourself, on the flip side, he said maybe Yerushalmi holds part of the mitzvah But since it's only mitzvah, you can take it and just give it to another ani. Okay, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem with Daf Yerem Aleph, Tosos, Ve'erem Nachman, and Beitza, and Mirtz Hashem on Monday. Yeah. Next week, schedule as usual.